Time to recap Red Willow County Commissioners meeting number 2 for the month of January. In our studios, County Commissioner Ted Ganz. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, Rich. And yourself?
Doing good. We're working our way through the month of January.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Got a little taste of winter here the last few days.
Yes.
And I'm not really enjoying it. But it's, like you said, it'll warm up a little bit. We'll get a little better days. And so we've been fortunate.
We had some cold days. We had some cold days last week. Wow.
Yeah. It was brutal.
It was
brutal.
You bet. All right. Let's get the agenda from yesterday morning. We'll start first. Review accounts payable payroll claims.
Yeah. At 8:30, we started reviewing those accounts payable. And then this go around was payroll as well, and so we reviewed those from 8:30 to 9 o'clock. Then we rolled right into citizens' comment. Sheriff Darling joined us for that and kind of gave us an update on what the sheriff's office has got going on, and we're proud of Sheriff Darling. The sheriff's office is now an accredited law enforcement agency through the Nebraska Crime Commission. Sheriff Darling let us know kind of what some of the other things. There's Tim's training coming up for the deputies. Tim's is a traffic incident management training. So basically at accident scenes, how you park your vehicles to avoid additional collisions and so forth. Sheriff's office has mock and tracks they'll have it on board. They have mock currently. This here is just a geographical tracking GPS, so we can see where each other are, basically, or law enforcement can see where everybody's at. Tracks is the database for citation usage there, and that's an automatic. When you issue a citation, then it gets uploaded to the prosecutor, so it just makes that more streamlined there. Sheriff Darling also talked about the fact that all the deputies got new body armor. About every 5 years, that's supposed to be changed out. The Kevlar breaks down from sweat and so forth. And so he gave us an update on that. And then also the Red Willow County Sheriff's app is now functional and going. So I encourage people, if you want to download that app and give you some useful information in the law enforcement world around the county. Mm-hmm. So that was some things that Sheriff Darling had there to present for us. And then we rolled right into at 9:30 the public hearing to amend the budget. This came from just more so of a clerical error. The household hazardous waste does not operate on taxpayers' dollars, at least locally. It's not a tax ask. However, we budgeted too little for them this year. They've already used 85% of their budget, so we just had to reopen the budget, and they have carryover. They have a current cash balance in there, and so again, I reiterate, it's not something that we're going to have to impose any more taxation on. So we shifted $150,000 from that account after the public hearing over to household hazardous waste so they can finish out the year. Then at 9:45, we had discussion about our tourism director position. We had one applicant, a very good applicant, Elizabeth Aguirre. She applied for the position, and so we had a nice conversation with her, and we as a board voted to appoint her as the tourism director. So Elizabeth will be doing kind of a twofold. She's going to be part-time for the county and then also part-time for the Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. So she's going to wear two hats there, but it's pretty exciting, Rich, when you have the youth of the community step up into different roles and have a passion for promoting not only the county but the city. So we're excited to have her.
I know Sarah Schneider kind of been on an interim basis helping you out there, and she'll be working with Sarah at the chamber as well.
Yep, absolutely. And Sarah is a wealth of knowledge, and it's in my humble opinion, she's been doing a wonderful job. So having Sarah mentor Elizabeth will be good. I think that we have a bright future ahead in that mm-hmm. department, you bet.
Appointing a noxious weed superintendent as well?
Yes, and we had two very qualified applicants for that position as well. After some discussion we had some discussion and kind of laid out what the expectations of the position were, and ultimately the board voted to hire Ron Soden as our weed superintendent. So Ron, again, has a wealth of knowledge as well, worked many, many years in the ag sector. So Ron, we're looking forward to having him on board as well. We talk about this a lot, obviously, that the weed side can get a little touchy because some people don't, it's like, you know, showing tax person showing up at your doorstep, you know. But yeah, no, Ron will do a great job, and we just hope we gain voluntary compliance from the landowners to take care of those problem weeds. You bet.
Discuss and choose an auditor.
Yes, and so we've kind of been back and forth with this. Don Wilson retired, unfortunately. Don did a wonderful job for the county for so many years. But it was time, and so we did some bid letting. Not necessary; it's a specialty service per the Purchasing Act. But we had a couple bids. I contacted a few others that just didn't have room for us on their schedule, and we ended up going with Countryman Associates out of Grand Island, Nebraska, to do our audit service for 2025-26. So they were the cheaper of the two that we had. Their range was $17,000 and $19,000. So I've since requested a contract, and we'll take a look at that and approve that, hopefully. So
consent agenda had a couple of things there.
Yeah, we had four items on there. Item number one was approved minutes from the previous Board of Commissioners and the Board of Equalization meetings. Item number two was approve accounts payable and payroll claims in the amount of $485,846.22. And then item number three was reappoint Missy Soderlund to the Health Board, term to expire February 28th of 2029. And then item number four was resolution number 1587, was for direct the treasurer to go ahead and advertise for delinquent taxes. So we approved all four of those items. We had one correspondence from the Nebraska Department of Agriculture weed superintendent. This correspondence came on the back of our previous weed superintendent was not current on continuing ed hours. And so that was just kind of an FYI to us. And then we had a couple reports as well, one being the clerk's monthly revenue report. The clerk brought in $10,913.83. And then two was the sheriff's monthly revenue report, and the sheriff's office brought in $2,243.
So, all right. Yeah. And that wrapped it up for meeting number two of the month of January.
That's correct. Yep. We adjourned about 10:35 yesterday, and so about a two-hour meeting. Yes, sir.
All right. Next meeting for the month of February would be on the 9th?
On the 9th, February 9th.
9th. You'll go 9th and the 23rd.
Yes, that's correct.
Very
yep.
good.
Yep.
Again, county commissioners meetings open to the public. Want to sit in? Come on in.
Yeah.
You're welcome to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anybody have any comments, questions, concerns, look us up. You bet. We'll be glad to visit with you.
I hope it's a nice, quiet week for you.
I hope so, too. I hope so, too. It started off a little rough. Like I told you yesterday, I got home at 10 o'clock last night, so it was a busy night, you know? So in my case, go to the commissioner meeting and then go put on the badge. But that's I decided to do it, so that's my obligation, you bet.
Hopefully, maybe get home at 6 tonight.
How about that? Maybe a little sooner. That'd be awesome.
Four? Okay.
We take it. You bet.